Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Me channel Marvin Gaye on this one. Yeah. The universe, baby. Pick a star. Any star, baby.
Bought myself a one-way flight to the nearest star. Traveling at the speed of light to get where you are. I've been traveling all night. I'm halfway to Mars. Gotta get back to you. Yeah. Can't wait till I see your face. It's been too long. Fantasies in outer space kinda turn me on. My mind all over the place.
Welcome, welcome to the Everyday People Show. I'm Gary Joyner. I'm back at it. Back at it again after a hiatus I took trying to, who am I kidding? I wanted to rest and think about myself. And I wanted to chill out a little bit. But now I'm back at it. Back at it again. And we're talking about today. Our subject is, why can't we get ahead? And it's also pointing at myself because I've done some stuff, what reasons I know the way I can't get ahead. Now, I have all the tools within me. I've got all the tools is in my head. I have the tools on the inside of me. Yes, all the spiritual tools to make it in this world, to make it on, to be on top, the way I long to be on top, you know, and put things in. On, get things on track, get our money on track, get my life on track, get my love life on track. excuse me. My love life is non-existent. It doesn't exist because I don't take the chances, people. I don't do it. You know why I don't do it? Because, you know, the fears. You know what fears there are? It used to be fears of rejection, but now I don't know what the fear is on that. I guess it's the fear of the fear itself. You know, FDR, you know, fear and fear. All you have to fear is fear itself, and I got that going right now with that. The love life ain't going where it's supposed to go. Of course, it's my fault. It's my fault. I know many of you have some of the same issues where you have things that you're finding that are a bit difficult. That's the reason why I can't get ahead, Gary. That's not the reason why I can't get ahead. The reason why I can't get ahead is because, you know, the white man, they put me down. They shut me out, and they're in denial. And yes, yes, all that's true. You're in denial. They're in denial. A lot of them are. Denial about this whole that all the ism denial, if they, you know, sex denial, sexism denials, all of those things. We feel like we have to put people in place. We have to do all. Yes, I understand all the denials, but some of this is coming because of you. Yeah, and that's what I'm and me too. You know, I was like, yeah, I don't. You know, reason why I'm not doing as well as I should be is because of me. I have to point, of all the fingers I like to point at other people, at other things, that these problems happen, and that problem happened, and that problem over there happened, it always comes back to me. It's funny how that happens, but it always does. Sure, I could have got out today. I could have got out there. I should have been out there, you know, busting my tail to try to make this show a successful show because it's supposed to be a successful show about people and things and how, you know, life and real people and from the ground level up because I was trying to, you know, I really haven't tried yet because if I ever dug my hands in and did what I was supposed to do, we'd be off to a better start right now and people would know me. Yes, people would know my name, at least around this small place where I live at. in Norcross, they would know who I am. My neighbors don't even know me. And the reason why that is I didn't get out there, and I could have done that today. I had today and yesterday to do it, and I didn't do it. And why did I didn't do it? Well, because I made excuses for myself. I just continued. I felt like, oh, you know, I got up around 10. Then I was like, okay, well, I got up around 9 or 8 o'clock. And I was like, well, you know, I'm going to just sit here for a couple of minutes. And you just keep pressing the snooze bar. You keep pressing the snooze bar and go back to sleep some more. You know, because I have this time off. I had days of work off. You know, days from work, you have time to build your, I had time to build who I am. Let people, let the folks outside know who I am. Know how I'm out there to help their lives and change their lives for the better. But it hasn't happened because I just don't, I just, you know, maybe it's, is it refusal being rejection? There's going to be room rejection. Of course there's going to be rejection out there. Everybody gets rejected. But if you keep pushing at it, you're going to get acceptance. And acceptance is just going to happen after a while. You know, I know if I keep pushing, I'd get it. I would. But I don't do it. Many of you have the same problems. I don't know exactly if that's the case or not. I don't know if that's the case or not. But laziness is the problem number one. It's problem number one is the reason why I am not as successful as I would like to be. Now, I have another day tomorrow. I have another chance to get it right. We have another day tomorrow to get it right and change this life and change it for the better. I'm tired of working for people. Because they all got their own thing they trying to do. They all looking out for themselves. Some of them, they want to keep the promotion within themselves. They always want to hold you down in place and tell you who you are and try to keep you at a level where they can accept you and they can keep you away from achieving any success on their watch. And the evil people do it, all people do it, and they all have a sense of denial with them that goes with it. But I'm a champion, and I shall be on top in this game, of blog, talk, radio, whatever it is. You know, my whole idea is to make a media giant, a real media giant, because I want to get back to the core of what real journalism and media is supposed to be about, where it was before this whole thing, and everybody had little, you know, now they try to force an opinion on you. Every station, every channel, it doesn't matter what it is, whatever subject it is, they got to force a view and opinion of why, of what they want to force their opinion on you and make you believe it. I got I look at Facebook all the time. They got, you know, they got this thing where they have this they post. I have friends that on Facebook. I just got a whole group of new friends on Facebook, and a lot of them with the church with before. Some of them I've done other things with before. Some of them I just, you know, listen to a program with, and they have them on. We talk on the chat line on this particular sports program, and we talk and we BS and shoot the breeze, but you know, some people put out stuff they post stuff that they will believe it, and they put this forced opinion up. Like, you know, they put up this message about a post on Fox, but Fox News reported that a transgender is now being accepted in the Girl Scouts, and it was. No, at first glance or reading the whole thing and listening to the whole video of it, I'm like, I don't believe this story is even true. This is a bunch of fluffed up stuff that they done made and pushed, trying to push up on me to force an opinion on me. Because I know there's all news organizations do it, but Fox News is by far, in my opinion, the worst at it. And they will, and they love to sensationalize the whole thing and try to big, make the story bigger than it really is. It turns out the story is kind of true, but they did sensationalize it to a great degree, as they when they the way they reported it, they were saying that the people believed in several different genders and all that. That reason why the Girl Scouts relented on this is probably due to the fact that the public is a change of perception and stuff, and being, you know, worried about lawyers and things and those things that can come into play here in the public outcry and all that. And so what things come to, that's what we have going to go against, and that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I want to do. I haven't tried it yet. I haven't really got my foot out there. Now, I was supposed to go see some boutiques and visit boutiques and barbershops and try to get people's opinion out there to really make this an everyday people show, but I didn't get at it. But I'm back at it today on my show to talk about why we're not getting ahead, and why we're not getting ahead today is because a lot of it's because due to ourselves, and yeah, these other factors are there, but mostly it's ourselves. Ourselves is the biggest thing. Ourselves is who do we believe in? Who we trust? Do I really believe in the self like I say I do? Do I really believe in myself like I say I do? My bank account's getting lower. I'm starting to feel this push because the bank account's getting lower. I'm starting to feel a push inside me that says, you got to get out there. You got to get things done, or else we're going to be stuck in the same situation we're in right now. We're going to be right here in the same situation again. And it's going to keep occurring again, and we're going to have to continue to work and be a slave. Kind of not the old slave. Let me come out the new wave of slave, the new slavism. I'll be the new slave, and I'll be working a job, and I'll be just making payments, and I will live just enough to make payments for all my stuff. Make a payment here, make a payment there, and I'll just be getting by. And I don't want to do that, but then maybe I do want to do that, because if I did, I would have gotten out of bed on time and I would have got that whole thing done. But crazy how things go. But a lot of us do spend our time, more time on doing that than on a lot of us, people all the time, they love to play this lottery. And lottery, they spend a lot of time with lottery. Lottery is going to help us in our finances and stuff, and people really spend time, a lot of time. I don't feel like wasting time on lottery, but most people do, and they like to scratch the tickets and get those scratch tickets. They like to spend it. Some people spend up to $300 with these scratch tickets, just scratching off to try to win big money and thousands of dollars here and there. Well, actually, they want to win $1 million. And everybody wants to play once the big jackpot comes in. If they get the big jackpots of upwards of a few $100 million, everybody will be buying tickets. The stores will be busy, and people just running up trying to buy several tickets, spending a whole lot of money. I don't think I got $300, $20, or even $10 to throw away or to spend on a chance or luck of the draw of the lottery ticket. I don't have money for a needle in the haystack. I don't have money for all that, for just to be, you know, hoping to get a diamond in the middle of a whole rough of everything. I have if I would devote my time to trying to get myself together and make a list of the things that we should, that's what we have to do, is we have to make a list of the things we should do, things that we have to do, better ourselves. If we make a list of these things, we'd be better off, I believe, than we are. But we're not dedicated. We don't dedicate ourselves enough to that. And the reason we don't do it, the reason we don't do it, good one. I would like to know what the reason I am. Right? The reason we don't do it is because of fear of failure, fearing of failure. But if you failed, at least you say you tried. They can tell your child that if you have any kids. Man, I don't have kids. I would love to have them so I can leave something for them, but I don't have any right now. I haven't gotten out there, haven't met somebody, and gotta fall in love, gotta meet somebody. Where am I gonna meet people at? I gotta find a place to meet people. Gotta meet people to get this off and running on this. I have to get on track here. It's not something that things won't change until I make the change. And that's what we have to look at ourselves. We have to look inside and say, we have to make changes within ourselves. Let's get better at this, you know. Self-affirmations, do them. You got to. They work. They do if you try. Call in right now to speak to me. If you're listening out there, call in right now to speak to me. I've got two lines. I've got the regular guest call-in line, which is 516-387-1301. Then I got got another number, too. Yeah, I do. I got another number, my Google Voice inbox number. You know, that number is 657-204-GARY. 657-204-GARY. That's 657-204-4279. You want to call, but yeah, I haven't met you, so nobody wants to call me because nobody's met me, nobody knows who I am really yet. If I have the guy out there, you know, a good place to meet people would be, I'd be the library, because then I would find a nice geeky girl to get with, and I like geeky girls. They got their glasses up, they got some pretty glasses on their face and stuff. Yo, just a geek. They know everything. They know a lot about stuff. They're valuable. And men overlook them, which is good for me. Because I like, you know, I'm overlooked all the time, you know. People overlook me. And I'm a good-looking man. Tell you the truth, they overlook me. They usually think, oh, you know, a prince is coming in, and he's got to be like, you know, 6 foot something. He's got to have the darkness, you know, because they don't really like the, you know, he's got to have, you know, a whole shade of darkness on him or something. He got to look like Wesley Snipes or, you know, Denzel and whatnot. But I look like Gary. I look like Gary Joyner. Which is pretty good, cause I'm a handsome man, you know, and I'm 5'5", you know, 5'5". I'm a good looking man. I'm a real man. If you meet me, you know, I really like to mix it up with people, because I believe that everybody, you know, has this one opinion too much, and their opinions out there more than the regular guy like myself. You know, everybody's shares an opinion with the, you know, they always go with the popular crowd of people, and there's nobody else against that popular or everybody else in the crowd type opinion. And I'm different because of that. So when I finally get myself out there to meet you, just remember that, you know. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for a great woman, nerdy maybe, with a great view on life, and a sweetness about her. Shouldn't be doing this on. I probably shouldn't be using my program for this, but I have, because, you know, just haven't gotten out there enough. So, yes, we play too many of the numbers, and a lack of knowledge is killing us. You know, a lack of knowledge is killing us.